Onto a story now about a very different kind of ship.
The signal from the spacecraft is gone, and within the next 45 seconds, so will be the spacecraft.
From NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California, that's the voice there of a mission controller of the Cassini spacecraft announcing the end of its 20-year mission to Saturn as the ship dove into the clouds this morning of Saturn and burned up.
I'm going to call this the end of mission. Project manager, off the net.
Ari Daniel from NOVA is with us. There's been a lot of love for this mission over the last 20 years, Ari. We heard some applause there at the moment the Cassini went dark and started to disintegrate. But I'm imagining a lot of sadness, too. What was the mood among mission scientists there this morning?
You know, it was a real mix. Certainly, there was a lot of triumph. The fact that Cassini has been successfully piloted for the last 13 years in orbit throughout the Saturn system. And there was also certainly some sadness. This is Jonathan Lunin, who's the director of the Cornell Center for Astrophysics and Planetary Science, who's been with the mission from the beginning.
It's hard to see the end of Cassini. We always knew it would have to end sometime, but that's such a difficult thing to do with a spacecraft that's done so much as Cassini has done.
Yeah, so Ari Daniel, remind us what Cassini has done all these years.
It's taught us an incredible amount, Marco. It's taught us about Saturn's rings, letting us know that they are an incredibly dynamic place and probably made out of water ice. It's also told us about the kind of storm systems that move around Saturn. It's given us remarkable photographs of Saturn and its moons. And it's also keyed us into two very special moons of Saturn, Enceladus and Titan, two moons that have conditions that could potentially harbor life. Here is Trina Ray, who's been with the mission for 21 years and is an astronomer with the Cassini Project, talking about Titan.
I would say it's the most Earth-like body in the solar system. It has a thick atmosphere. That atmosphere interacts with the surface. There is a cycle. On the Earth, it's a hydrological cycle with water. We have water rain. We have water rivers and then water lakes and seas. On Titan, we have methane and ethane rain and methane and ethane lakes and seas. But the water is frozen solid. The mountains on Titan are made out of frozen water. And when we have volcanoes on Titan, molten water, liquid water, oozes out onto the surface. And there's dunes, wind-blown dunes. But remember, the little particles of the dunes on Titan are little ice chips.
Wow, that is mind-blowing. So why this abrupt end, Ari? Why not just let Cassini keep going and going like, you know, the New Horizons probe, which sent us those incredible images from Pluto a couple of years ago? It just continued out of the solar system.
Cassini was basically out of fuel, Marco, and there was a concern that it could crash onto either Titan or Enceladus, the two moons that I mentioned may have the conditions for harboring life. And it's possible that Earth microbes could have survived the 20-year mission and contaminate those distant moons of the Saturn system. So they wanted to make absolutely sure that there was no chance of that happening, and so that's why they sent it into Saturn's atmosphere to burn it up.
So, Ari, I got to ask, how can the researchers be so sure that there's no life to interfere with on Saturn itself?
It's a great question, Marco. I actually posed it to Trina Ray. Here she is.
As it goes into Saturn, within just a minute, it burns up. So we don't have to worry about any microbes because they would not survive. We're going in at, 60, 70, 80,000 miles an hour, something. I forgot the actual number. It's going to melt titanium in a minute. So, yeah, just don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm convinced. Ari, now Cassini is history, but Saturn and its moons are still fascinating, and I'm guessing we still have a lot to learn from them. Are we going to go back to Saturn?
Well, right now there are no missions planned, Marco. All they've got planned is a mission to Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, where there is an ocean of liquid water beneath an icy crust, in the hopes of discovering some alien life in the Jupiter system. But right now, there are no more missions planned for Saturn. However, scientists will be submitting proposals to go back to the system to continue to learn about the things that Cassini has taught us in terms of the planet and the moons of Saturn.
Ari Daniel with our partner program NOVA here at WGBH. He's in Pasadena, California today for the last moments of the Cassini-Saturn probe. Ari, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.
You can catch NOVA's Death Dive to Saturn, including coverage of Cassini's last moments, at pbs.org/NOVA. They've also produced a short video highlighting six key discoveries from Cassini's 20-year mission to Saturn. You can watch that over on our Facebook page. Just search for The World.